Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 34. Translation and Purport. Therefore, let us consider how these two contaminated persons should be punished. The punishment should be apt, for thus benefit can eventually be bestowed upon them. Since they find duality in existence of Vaikuntha life, they are contaminated and should be removed from this place to the material world, where the living entities have three kinds of enemies. Purport. The reason why pure souls come into existential circumstances of the material world, which is considered to be the criminal department of the Supreme Lord, is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, verse number 27. Which verse is that? Iccha dvesha samuttena. It is stated that as long as a living entity is pure, he is in complete harmony with the desires of the Supreme Lord. But as soon as he becomes impure, he is in disharmony with the desires of the Lord. By contamination, he is forced to transfer to this material world, where the living entities have three enemies, namely desire, anger, and lust. These three enemies force the living entities to continue material existence. And when one is free from them, he is eligible to enter the kingdom of God. One should not therefore be angry in the absence of an opportunity for sense gratification. And one should not be lusty to acquire more than necessary. In this verse, it is clearly stated that the two doormen should be sent into the material world, where criminals are allowed to reside. Since the basic principles of criminality are sense gratification, anger, and unnecessary lust, persons conducted by these three enemies of the living entities are never promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. People should learn Bhagavad Gita and accept the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Krishna, as the Lord of everything. They should practice satisfying the senses of the Supreme Lord instead of trying to satisfy their own senses. Training in Krishna consciousness will help one be promoted to Vaikuntha. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నౌ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ వర్డ్స్ it is explained that when living entity falls down from the spiritual world and what is the reason behind that the main reason is the duality, the discrimination that living entity he does it there. As explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that why living entity falls down to this material world? The main reason has given there that avajananti Bhagavatam. I'm not saying Bhagavad Gita. It's Bhagavatam. Na bhajanti avajananti sthanat bhrashtah patanti ana. When the living entity, he forgets the position of their lordship and he disrespects him and never worship him, then he falls down. And here is one more reason has given. What is that? That is the contamination of antarbhavaha, of duality. They are making distinction, friends and enemies. What are the qualities of devotees that has explained in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? The Bhagavad Gita tell that? Sama sarva bhuteshu na dvesho na dveshosti na priyaha.
Bhagavad Gita,
no? Spanish hai malakte. Ajun pochay sami tikde. The person who is freed from the dualities, like Mitra, Ari, friend and foes, good and bad, something which he really likes and he never likes, he never has an envy to anyone. Adveshta sarva bhutana maitra karuni evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukshami santushta shatatam yogi yatatma dhrada nishchaya maya arpita manobuddhir yo mad bhakta same priya. The person who possesses all these qualities, that person actually goes to Vaikuntha. And here, the Chatushkumaras, they are seeing that this person particularly is, these personalities both, they are having a contamination in their heart. And that is antarbhava, duality in their the existence of Vaikuntha life. And they are contaminated. And that's why they should be removed from this place to the material world. See, the purport, Prabhupada says in the shloka itself it is said that the punishment should be apt, for thus benefit can eventually be bestowed upon them. When any Vaishnava, if he curses someone, generally they don't do that, but when they do that, they do it for the benefit, the overall benefit of that living entity. And we have examples in scripture about this. What is a prominent example for this? Nalakuvera and Manigriva. They were cursed by Devarshi Narad. And what was the benefit that they derived from that curse? Kya fayda hua Nalakuvera aur Manigriva ka? Jab Narad ji ne unko shaap diya. उससे भी बहुत सुंदर फायदा उनको हुआ था. वो क्या था? What was that wonderful thing that happened to them? सबसे बढ़िया चीज क्या हुई मालूम है? वे भगवान की सारी बाल लीलाएं देख रहे थे, जो कि देवताओं के लिए भी दुर्लभ था. विच वॉज रियली डिफिकल्ट इवन फॉर द डेमिगॉड टू विटनेस ईच एंड एवरी चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. बाय स्टैंडिंग इन द कोर्ट यार्ड ऑफ नंद महाराज, दे वर एबल टू विटनेस ऑल द एक्टिविटीज दैट कृष्णा इज डूइंग एज अ चाइल्ड. दैट वॉज द वंडरफुल बेनिफिट दे गॉट इट. And they got such a body which will not get tired by standing. So they were standing at the door of Nanda Baba to see their lordship. And that's purified them and Lord delivered them. So here also, they are planning to curse them or punish them. But the main reason behind their curse is to give them benefit. And as explained in this purport, Prabhupada says, the reason why pure soul come into existential circumstances of the material world, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, text number 27. Ichchadvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata. Sarvabhutani sammoha sarge yanti param tapah. Lord says, O Bharata, a conqueror of foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by the dualities arisen from the desire and hate. Icha and dvesha. Desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, and dvesha, envy to their lordship, that has brought us to this material world. And it is clearly mentioned that sense gratification, anger, and unnecessary lust, that brings us in this material world, and that keeps us in the material world. And that's why in the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter 4th verse it is explained that dambodarpa abhimanasya krodha parushyame vacha jnanam abhijatasya partha sampada masuri. This is what the asuri sampada, damba, darpa, abhimanaha. And why they are there? Because of three things. That is kama, krodha. Kama shrityam dushvaram dambam manam madanvitam mohad grahitvad grayam pravartante srishivratah. Taking shelter of insatiable lust, absorbed in the conceit of a pride and false ego, the demoniac does illusion, are always sworn unclean work and attracted to impediment. This dambha, that is ego, kama and krodha, these three things keeps us in material world. And that's why in the 21st verse of 16th chapter it is said that trividam narakasedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodhas tata lobhas tasmat etat trayam tyajet. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger and greed. Every sane man should give this up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. Kamaha krodha tatha lobha tasmad etat trayam tyajat. Trividam narakasya dwaram. In the purport of fourth verse of this chapter, Prabhupada says that here the royal road to the hell has explained. In this verse, the royal road to the hell is described. Dambodarpa abhimanasya krodha parushyame vacha. If someone possesses all these qualities, definitely he is going to go to hell only. There is no other destination. Andham tamah, andas tamas pravishanti. They will enter into such a dark, ignorant place from where it will becomes very difficult to come back. And these three enemies force the living entity to continue material existence. And when one is free from them, he is eligible to enter the kingdom of God. So one has to understand this. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Today is the disappearance day of Govinda Ghosh. Do you know anything about Govinda Ghosh? Huh? कोण होते? किती वर्ष झाली मालक? असं आहे. वासुदेव घोष नाम सुनाय? कोण थे वासुदेव घोष? अरे गौर आरती गाते हो? लेकिन क्या लिखा है मालूम नहीं आपको. संजय मुकुंद वासु घोष आदि गाय. संजय, मुकुंद और वासु घोष, ये तीन व्यक्ति थे महाप्रभु की लीला में जो सुंदर गान करते थे. वासुदेव घोष का एक सॉन्ग है जो बहुत ही सुंदर है, कौन सा है मालूम है? वासु घोष ही मालूम नहीं तो उनका सॉन्ग क्या याद रहेगा। जय जय जगन्नाथ सचिरानंदन त्रिभुवने कोरी जा चरण वंदन। सो वासुदेव घोष के बंधु थे गोविंद घोष। जब महाप्रभु जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा के समय, आई विल टेल यू आफ्टर, ओके, महाप्रभु जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा के समय जब अलग अलग कीर्तन मंडली बनाया करते थे तो एक मंडली में वासुदेव घोष, उनके बंधु माधव घोष और गोविंद घोष, ये तीनों रहा करते थे। और जब ये गाते थे तो गोविंद घोष वगैरह इतना सुंदर नृत्य करते थे कि महाप्रभु का मन प्रसन्न हो जाता। भगवान के लीला में जो भगवान के ये पार्षद है, भगवान को प्रसन्नता देने के लिए ही प्रकट होते। तो गोविंद घोष जो है वे हाँ वासु घोष गोविंद घोष के भाई है, उन्होंने लिखा हुआ है गीतों, वासुदेव इन्होंने नहीं, गोविंद घोष ने नहीं लिखा हुआ। ये भी गाया करते थे बहुत सुंदर रूप से। तो ये भी जब गाते थे तो महाप्रभु बहुत सुंदर नृत्य किया करते थे। आज आज उनका ये तिरुभाव दिवस है। जब हम इनके बारे में पढ़ते हैं या सुनते हैं तो अपना भी जीवन जो है वो पवित्र हो जाता है। इसलिए प्रभुपद कहा करते थे कि आविर्भाव तथा तिरुभाव तिथि जब वैष्णव की होती है तो उस समय उनका गुणगान करना चाहिए। उनके गुणों के गुणगान करने से अपना भी चरित्र उज्ज्वल हो जाता है। सो टुडे इज द डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ गोविंद घोष, हु वाज द ब्रदर ऑफ वासुदेव घोष, एंड इन गौर आरती व्हेन वी सिंग दैट संजय मुकुंद वासु घोष अधिकाय, सो दीज वेर द सिंगर्स हु यूज टू सिंग एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य यूज टू डांस। So, Vasudev Ghosh had another true brothers. One is Govind Ghosh and another is Madhav Ghosh. So, today is the disappearance day of Madhav Ghosh. And Prabhupada used to say that whenever there is appearance or disappearance day of Vaishnavas, we should discuss their glories. Because their glories makes our life glorious. When we hear, it purifies our existence. And as it is clearly explained here, if once your existence is purified, then you become eligible to go back home, back to God. So now you are ready for that. Hare Krishna.